Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Stephanie Laska. Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast. I lost 140 pounds by continuing to enjoy my favorite light beer, tortillas, and chocolate. I believe you can have your sugar-free cake and eat it too. You don't have to be perfect on the keto diet to be successful at losing weight. Your journey on Dirty Lazy Keto, it starts today. Today's episode is sponsored by my newest book, Extra Easy Keto, 7 Days to Ketogenic Weight Loss on a Low-Carb Diet, published by St. Martin's Press and Macmillan Audio. If you're kickstarting or restarting the keto diet, or maybe you just need a kick in the pants, well, Extra Easy Keto is perfect for you. I'll teach you how to make the keto diet easier, doable, and fun in just 7 days' time. Order your copy or download the audiobook of Extra Easy Keto by Stephanie Laska today. Well, I want to talk about diet excuses. YOLO, YOLO, and how to stop them. Do you guys make excuses about dieting? Never? Sometimes? You know that one that says YOLO, you only live once? I think a lot of people use that one. Do you? I have certainly heard that little voice in my mind, that diet excuse of YOLO. But I want to give you guys some real life advice today about how to succeed, how to get rid of that little voice, how to squash it down, some things maybe to say back to that YOLO excuse, and maybe give you some inspiration to just keep going. Because when it comes to losing weight, we make up a lot of crap to tell ourselves. Let's be real. And here's the truth. If you are just using YOLO, YOLO, you only live once, as an excuse to eat whatever you want, what do you think is going to happen, you guys? I'm going to call that out for what it is. Seriously, it's total BS. We got to stop telling ourselves lies like this, excuses. Telling yourself these little things that I'm pointing out on the screen. You see it? The big pile of poopies. We got to stop telling ourselves these kind of lies and this BS because we want to improve our health, right? That's why you're here. If you didn't believe it, you wouldn't have tuned in and started listening. So you know it. I know it. So today I'm going to give you five tips. Five. Hopefully it's going the right way. Five. For how to stop all these kind of diet excuses, especially the YOLO one, because the YOLO one keeps coming up. I keep hearing it. We got to get rid of the YOLO. So let's focus on these five tips to get that out of our brain. Okay. So before we go on to our five tips, I want to spin the wheel because I love to give away some prizes for you. That way, you know, we can win something fun. Should we do it? Whoop, 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 whoop. And then I can get this big wheel out of the way. So here we go. How you win a prize is what? Do you know? Do you remember? From a previous video. So I'm spin the wheel, whatever it lands on, that'll be our prize for today. I give out lots of prizes, not just once, not just twice. You never know. I get crazy sometimes. And I pick a person at random from the comments. So you want to type in the comments to be eligible for a prize. Ooh, so it's a Dirty Lazy Keto food pyramid magnet for your fridge. Now look over here. And find one. Ooh, oh yes, here it comes. This is a Dirty Lazy Keto food fridge magnet. It's a recommendation on how to spend your carbs to maximize your weight loss. Like it breaks down the food groups and says lots of this, not so much of this, a medium amount of this, and then limit this. It's a great reminder to have right on your refrigerator to remind you. So if you're wanting to win one, put it in the comments, just participate. Whatever you got, just give it to me. Don't be shy about that. I'm gonna get this out of your way so people don't think we're on a game show. Well, maybe we are. Just kidding. Yeah, I know you're like, get back to work, Stephanie. Get focused. So we've got those five tips. The first one I want to talk about is YOLO, the you only live once, you only live once. I really think that we should call this fear. You're all, huh? What? What is she talking about? Well, it's true. Whenever you hear that voice in your head saying, YOLO, let's go eat bagels, YOLO, let's order dessert, all that kind of thing, I want you to think about fear. Because really what's going on inside your brain is fear. You're afraid to move forward. Change is scary. Change is scary. It's really unnatural to try to do things differently. So if your whole life you've always had the dessert, ordered the Mai Tai, you know, gone for the donuts, all those things that we used to do, you know, get the big sugary Starbucks drink, make spaghetti on Friday night, all those things in the past, they're going to come back to haunt us, right? So beware of that. When you're trying to change and you're trying to make differences in your life and your nutrition and your outlook and your exercise, your self-esteem, when you're trying to make drastic changes like you are, you're trying to lose weight, right? Well, the first thing that's going to happen is your body is going to fight back and your mind is going to fight back because it's scared. So be aware of that. I want you to know it's okay to feel vulnerable. You may not know what you're doing all the time. You may think, oh, I want to make spaghetti tonight. You only live once. I should make spaghetti. No, calm that down. That's fear talking. Maybe you're just afraid you don't know what else to eat and you're afraid of what's happening. You're afraid of how your body's changing, how your spouse might react, how your kids might react. You're afraid of going to a social event and, you know, standing out or feeling awkward. You don't know what to eat. You might make a mistake. You don't want to fail. All those kind of thoughts are going through our mind. And that YOLO comment that people make, it is just a sign of your body, your mind trying to pull you back and make you feel like, oh, I shouldn't do it. So here's the truth. We should. We need to press through that. We need to call out that YOLO for what it is because it's fear. And that is my first tip for you. Okay. The first out of five. Just call it like it is. It's fear. You might have to think about that one. You might be like, I don't know about that. Okay, so let's say you end up just totally slipping. It doesn't work out. The fear technique, it didn't work. You're like, I'm eating the spaghetti, Stephanie. Let's say that happens. Okay, I got a video for that. It's called, What Happens If I Cheat on My Diet? I'm going to link that up next, okay? That'll be next after this. So just take a deep breath. Okay, we're ready to move on. That was tip number one. So tip number two, call YOLO what it is. And it is self-sabotage. It is a form of self-sabotage. Now, if you're not convinced about my calling it what it is, you know, it's fear, it's self-sabotage, think about YOLO with a different type of excuse unrelated to food. Okay, it's a little bit more obvious, I think. Like, here's a good example. Let's say you've got $500 saved up in your, you know, or $500 going toward your retirement fund. You know, whatever it is, it's a gift, it's from work. I don't know. You've got $500. Should it go to retirement? Or should you go, YOLO, YOLO, let's go shopping, right? I'm going to go spend $500 on some new Yeezys. That's what my son would say. Or some Birkenstocks. That's what my daughter would say. I don't know. Go out to dinner, go on a trip. Go away for the night, go to a restaurant. Do you see what I'm saying? YOLO, spend the money now or save for later. Which one sounds more fun? Which one are you likely to do? I don't know. But I think the YOLO thing becomes more obvious when you see how it plays out with something else besides food, if you're struggling in this area. You know, here's another one. If you can't relate to the money because you're like, girl, I'd be spending. So let me give you another one with YOLO that might help you, you know, call it out for being self-sabotage. What if you have to go to work tomorrow, you have some important thing at work or school, and you got to get up early. It's very important to you. You're excited about it. It's big for your career, school, whatever. But then your friend's like, let's go out tonight. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Right? Your friend's like, let's go to the club. Let's go dancing. Do you have friends like that? Because, you know, we all should. And then your friend's like, let's get some drinks and let's go whoop, whoop, right? And she's like, let's go out and stay up all night. Like having fun. Okay, YOLO. Should you go out late at night and stay up whooping it up and getting crazy? Or should you think,
tomorrow I have a very important thing going on and I was excited about it and it's important for my career or important for my future. What's more important? That is another example of the YOLO gone wrong. Do you see where I'm headed with this one? Mm-hmm. Does that make more sense to you? Did the financial, you know, analogy or the whoop whoop analogy help kind of put it in a different perspective for you? Because it's that whole, you know, now versus later attitude about YOLO. And we have to kind of drill down and kind of look at it with a grown-up eye, right? I know. Hashtag adulting. Hate that term. But it's true. We don't want to self-sabotage. We want something more for ourselves. That's why you're here. That's why you're paying attention. That's why you're listening. Right? Should you sleep in? Should you go for a walk in the morning? One's going to help you in that second. One's going to help you in the future. You've got to pick and choose about these things, right? I know. I'm telling you the truth. It may not be the most popular opinion, but it is the truth. So here's another technique for you. Number three, ask yourself, what is your goal? What's your goal? When you're in that moment and you hear the YOLO creeping up, either from yourself, from a friend, YOLO, you only live once. Go ahead and eat it. What's your goal here? Is your goal in life to eat donuts? Or is your goal in life something maybe very different? Like, you know what? I want to get off insulin. That's a big goal, right? How many of you have diabetes and you're trying to lower your A1Cs? What's more important to you? The short-term goal? Oh, the donut. Or the long-term goal? Maybe getting off medication. Doesn't have to be insulin. A lot of people out there listening and watching, they are on blood pressure medicine. They are on medicine maybe for heartburn. They are on acne medication. They're on hormone medication. A lot of medications can be reversed or changed if only we could get our weight down, get our blood sugar down, get our blood pressure down, get our A1Cs down, get our labs healthy and normal in order, right? It's not always just about weight. I mean, sometimes it is, don't get me wrong, but I know there's so many other benefits to Dirty Lazy Keto and eating healthier and being more in line with our long-term goals. A lot of people will just say, I want my clothes to fit better. I want to show you one of my t-shirts from when I was a heavier person. This is a size 4X. This is just my size. I'm going to hold it up here so you can see it. It is a very large t-shirt. Now I wear a size small. So that's a big change, right? For me, it wasn't just about like, oh, I want to be skinny. I want to do this. No, I wanted to be able to run around with my kids and keep up with my family. I wanted to weigh less than my husband. Yeah, I really did. I wanted to fit in chairs. I didn't want to be embarrassed at restaurants. I didn't want to be hot all the time. I was constantly hot when I weighed close to 300 pounds. Hot, hot, hot. Always sweating. Always embarrassed, always feeling like the biggest person in the room. So those were some of my goals. And yes, I like donuts. I do. I like donuts a lot. They were one of my favorite things and most challenging things to give up. I love them. But I also looked at that long-term goal and got away from the YOLO and started thinking about what I really, really wanted. What was my real goal? And that helped me when those YOLO conversations, you know, started to bubble up. So what do you think about that? I'm going to ask you a question. Pause right now. Good opportunity to put in the comments. What is it that is your goal? Do you know your goal? What is it? Tell us. Don't be afraid. It can be to lose weight. That's fine. It can be, you know, to get off a medication. It can be to have more energy, to have pain-free joints, to sleep better. What is it? I think that if you know what your goal is and you're willing to like type it and tell the world, I think it makes it more real. And it helps you stay more motivated, especially during those moments of YOLO. So I hope everyone had a chance. Be brave. Don't be scared. I told you mine. I know it's vulnerable, isn't it? When I move on though, we have five things I want to go through. I want you to have more tips. Tips and tricks, right? That's what it's all about. Number four. Now, when it comes to this YOLO business, the you only live once, eat whatever you want, I want you to expect that that it's not always going to be a crowd of people around you like me cheering you on. You can do it. You can do it. You can, you know, stay strong, stay strong. You are going to have a whole bunch of people that are telling you, girl, eat it. Girl, you deserve it. Girl, it's your birthday. Girl, why not? You only live once. YOLO. You're going to have so many other people that are going to say the opposite of me. You can have a cheat day, carb cycling, reset your reboot, keto this, keto that. They're going to come up with all sorts of crazy things to try to convince you you can do it. Or they're just like, you've been so good. You've lost so much weight. You deserve it. Everyone should have a birthday cake. They're going to tell you crazy stuff. What I call all those people who are doing the YOLO thing, all that noise, I call that the bucket of crabs. Here's my bucket. Okay. Now, what I mean by a bucket of crabs, if you're not familiar with this analogy, if you've ever gone crab picking upping, which I have not, but bear with me. You're out at the ocean, right, at the sea, and you're putting a bunch of crabs here in your bucket. What do you think happens when a bunch of those crabs get put in this bucket, in the pail? Do they want to stay there? No, they don't. One of them tries to get out, right? He's crawling, she's crawling up the side, trying to get the heck out of Dodge. And the other guys that are stuck at the bottom, they are going to pull them back in, pull them back in. They're not going to let that guy escape. They're going to get mad. It's like drowning people. If you've ever tried to rescue a drowning person, they're not like, thank you for rescuing me. I'll just hold on to you gently. No, they don't. They push you down and try to survive. That's what happens. It's survival of the fittest. I don't know what happens. Bucket of crabs, all that noise and people that are telling you to go for it and eat the donut. They're going to just pull you back in. It's like this negative, weird oxymoron cycle of negativity and people not wanting you to succeed. It's weird, isn't it? And it's confusing. I want to just make that very, very clear. I talk about this a lot. It's hard for me to just, you know, do a blip on, you know, oh, it's point number four in my little sentence here. But really, it deserves a lot more discussion and thought on your part. So it is chapter 7. If you have your copy of Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started Losing Weight While Breaking All the Rules, if you have your copy, go to chapter 7 and spend time looking at the bucket of crabs. It's right here. And all the different characters you're going to encounter in your life. Because it's confusing when it's like your spouse, your loved ones, your mother, your kids. You know, one minute they're encouraging you, lose weight, good job, good job. And then 5 minutes later, hours later, have a piece of cake, have a brownie, you deserve it. It's like, what? That doesn't make sense. They're back and forth. So really spend time to grapple with that and get some skills, because you've got to expect that bucket of crabs, you got to expect them to not be so supportive. Those people are trouble, and it's very sneaky and confusing and emotional. It's like, what the heck's going on? When this happens, okay, I'm going to give you a couple of examples. It's stuff like this. I'll give you a couple specifics because you're like, I don't know what she's talking about, bucket of crabs. Okay, let me just give you a couple of examples before I move on. These are potatoes. I found them in my garage. They are really stinky and old. But for some reason, potatoes, mashed potatoes, like at family gatherings, people will like freak out about this. And they'll say, should I have the mashed potatoes? Everyone else is. And they'll put it on social media. All these people on Facebook will be like, yeah, you should have it. Go, girl. Eat your mashed potatoes. What is up with that? Why do these people want you to fail? I don't know. It's confusing. I happen to think, this is my theory. It may be right. It may be wrong. I don't know. But I have a theory that the people shouting for you to do the YOLO, they want to eat crappy food. They want that cake. They want that mashed potato. They want all that high carb, high flour, high sugar, candy, yada, yada. They want that for themselves. They want the crappy food, and they don't want you making them feel guilty about it. Did you catch that? So all that YOLO, YOLO girl. Okay, all that is just them encouraging you to do something that you don't even want to do, right? You're trying to be strong and, you know, eat better. And they just want to eat garbage. They want to eat crappy food, and they want you to give them permission to do it. So by you making a change, that scares them. So they're going to try to pull you back down into the bucket of crabs. Does that help? Are you tracking? Do you agree? Let me know in the comments. Do you agree? Has this happened to you? Please give us an example if it has. How do you handle it?
But specifically, give us an example. It's happened to me a million and one times. I could go on and on. You deserve it. You've worked so hard. I want to know what you think, though. Give us your feedback. Give us your examples. It really helps everyone feel like they're not so alone. So be vulnerable, take a risk, and share it below. Number five. Went fast today, right? Trying. Number five, here's my tip for getting out of this YOLO dieting excuse, you know, nightmare that we're all getting sucked into occasionally. Number five, I want you to prepare yourself. I want you to prepare yourself for high-risk situations when YOLO tends to rear its ugly head. Now, I mentioned a couple of these, right? We talked about the mashed potatoes. But for some reason, there's a couple of triggers. Oh, right? Like birthdays. Birthdays are huge. People are like, YOLO, it's my birthday. It doesn't matter if it's 21st birthday, 50th, 40th. Doesn't matter. People are always like, YOLO, it's my birthday. I'm going to go do whatever I want. And I deserve it because it's my birthday. Okay. That is one situation you got to be prepared for because that is a high pressure situation with the birthday. Another one is vacations. I'll put it there. Here's my lay. Vacations. People go on vacation and they lose their mind. Oh my gosh, I'm on a cruise. I can have whatever I want. I have to because YOLO, I'm on a cruise. I'm on a trip. I'm on my family reunion. I'm wherever. And people are like, I'm going to do whatever I want because it's my vacation. Right? It happens. It happens to everybody. Don't get me wrong. I was just on a trip myself. I was in beautiful Canada. Beautiful Canada. And I hear you. Like, I was curious about a lot of the foods that Canadians are known for or that I found out about when I was reading about Canada. And I'm like, I need to find out about these things. I'm curious. And so I investigated at the grocery store, like, what is a butter tart? And I'll tell you more about this in another video. But I wanted to look at it. And my kids are like, we want to buy some. We want to try it. So I said, you go right ahead. But that's a moment where I could have been like, YOLO, I'm in Canada. I gotta have a butter tart. No, thank you. I do not want a butter tart. I do not. Because I knew that was a YOLO moment. I knew it was fear. Oh, you don't want to be healthy. Do you? Do you not? Even though my kids were telling me to do it. For me, anyway, I can't have just a bite. That's not how I operate. And I suspect maybe some of you feel the same way. Is this true? Because you wouldn't be here otherwise, right? If we could do things in moderation, you know, when it's a holiday like Easter and everyone's having chocolate, I can't have just a little bit of real candy or real chocolate. I go crazy. And then next thing you know, my craziness of the one holiday, the one birthday, the one vacation, it turns into like a whole bender situation where I end up gaining a ton of weight. And I know this is true because I can look at my past behavior, right? So I'll show you a before and after picture. Here's me. Yes, that's me. And weighing almost 300 pounds. And then here I am, you know, today. So here's the difference. What I see in this picture is this was my birthday. We were going out to dinner and I was doing the YOLO. YOLO can have whatever I want at the restaurant because it's my birthday. I don't know if I look very happy being, you know, size 300 pounds and having, you know, all sorts of situations with my health. And then I look at myself in this picture and I'm on a birthday trip and I'm hiking to a waterfall. That is amazing. So I have found myself focusing more on activities, on more experiences, family, celebrations, culture, you name it, anything but food helps me to get through these moments. So I hope that that is helpful to you. I know it's not an easy fix, right? It's not like you can say, well, my ties are hiking. Or beignets in New Orleans versus a bike ride around town. I get it. There's a lot of stuff going on in your mind, and it's not an easy journey. And that is why I recommend you take a look at that chapter, chapter 7. It's going to help you through it. But it's a process. So be patient with yourself. I encourage you to redefine YOLO. Stop thinking of YOLO as eat whatever I want. You only live once. Let's get rid of that mentality and let's replace that YOLO excuse with something different. Like, you have one life. That's it. You get one life. So how do you want to live it?
Do you want this to be your last birthday because you're suffering from so many health problems? Or do you want to cut your life short and not have so many birthdays or vacations or opportunities to spend time with family? You get one life. How do you want to live it? Do you want to live that life being hot, being sweaty, feeling uncomfortable, feeling embarrassed? Because that's how I felt all the time. I don't want to live like that anymore. I want to live a life where I feel confident, strong, attractive. I feel like a role model for my kids. I feel like I can be brave and try new things and, you know, go on trips and sit in airplane seats and sit in movie seats and not feel uncomfortable. That's what I want for myself. And so you have to decide what you want for you, but I encourage you to redefine YOLO to mean something really special that is going to motivate you to stay on track, because you get one life. You get one life, and you have to take care of that body that you are in so that you can live this life as healthy as possible, so that you can achieve all the dreams and goals that you have for your future. Because that's it, folks. That is the truth. Did that help? I hope so. Well, I want you to know that you are not alone on your journey. You are not alone on your dirty, lazy keto journey. Look, there we are. We got the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast. We've got the newsletter. I'll send you emails every day. Sign up, right, at dirtylazyketo.com. Enter your email. It's free. We've got lots of videos on YouTube. We've got the Facebook support group. So many things to help you on your journey. I'm here to support you. I'm here to help. I know you can do it. And don't forget, if you are still feeling stressed about the cheating thing, I do have that video that's going to be linked up next about what happens if I cheat on my diet. I think you'll like that one too. But Dirty Lazy Keto is flexible because it's easy. It works. It's affordable. It's something you can do forever. It's just normal food from normal grocery stores, no supplements, no, you know, meal in a box, none of that stuff. No special food from the grocery store. Just real normal stuff, real food, real fruits and vegetables, real meat, real oils, real butter. You can do this. You don't need a bunch of keto garbage, keto crap. You can do this. And I'm here to support you every step of the way. So I know weight loss transformation is possible, and I believe in you. So let me give you a huge round of applause. Can you do that? Give it to yourself too. Give it to yourself. Give it to yourself. Smile. Because you're doing it, you guys. You are doing it. Well, that about wraps it up, folks. Thanks so much for listening and for being part of the Dirty Lazy Keto community. I'm here to support you. I am here to help. Would you like to be notified when a new episode drops? Sign up for my free newsletter so we can keep in touch. Enter your email at dirtylazyketo.com and I'll just send you quick notifications when something new is going on. My newsletters are free, of course, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Did you enjoy today's podcast? Do me a favor, tell a friend. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast. I believe in you, my friend. I know you can do this. See you next week, keto superstars.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.